Not today. Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday. The eternal being that is Twiz. Steve is having massive technical difficulties tonight. I'm pretty sure his computer completely blew up. Although he has a backup computer, but it's not ready at all. So he's going to try to figure that out and then jump in when he can. So it's a no bueno situation, flying solo for a little bit. Flying solo. What's going on, everybody? Hopefully all of you have had a decent work week. I know it's work, so never the most enlightening or enjoyable. Unless you have a great job, then also fantastic. Rachel, he probably could. That also requires you to download an app now and figure all that out as well. So, I don't know. Hopefully he figures it out. I know he's not the best at setting up tech. Ah, that sucks. 12s are no fun. I was doing 10s for a while, and it was terrible. But pay was good, so I had to keep doing it. Had to keep doing it. Ah, there you go. He can call the phone. Maybe he will at some point. It is an option if he can't get the laptop up and running. Yeah. You definitely would never know that it was Steve calling into the phone. Good call, Dylan. Good call. Realistically, who doesn't need hot wings? I feel like everybody deserves hot wings on a Wednesday night. Yeah, he didn't get abducted. I've been chatting with him here and there. But I do have a question for all of you guys, because it's something that I'm currently looking into. How do we in the chat feel about time travel? Where are we at on that? You think it's real? Think it's possible? You think it's been achieved? Just time travel, Twiz. Because the stuff that I'm looking into is far beyond anything that I think that I was ready for. And that's exactly why I started digging into it. Well, Brandon, according to the information that I'm currently looking into, not only has time travel been done, and they have 100% brought people back, but whoever they is, I hope that I find out in my research, they have been taking people from the past somewhere else. And apparently in this book, there is mounds and mounds and mounds of photographic evidence. I think they said that there's over 1,000 pictures of 3 specific photos. three or four. And they go into great detail about the anomalies that are held within these pictures. But they had me, the story had me at whomever it was, are going back in time to essentially like alien abduct people, except it's some type of shadowy government organization that are going back, taking people, and then doing not so good things with them. Rachel, that did make me feel very missing 411-y. That's another one that I want to look into. All the national park mysteries, if you will. So I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited to really get into this book because I finished over the weekend. We finished the part two of the OKC bombing, and it's an interesting show. You guys like conspiracy mixed with chaos? It'll be a good one. You'll enjoy it. No, I think going back to caveman days would be terrible. Twiz, I've seen a little bit. I think probably the first season of it. And then I think we stopped being able to afford Disney, so we don't have it anymore, I believe. Colleen, that's a good question. I've actually been seeing a lot of things in regard to astral projection and remote viewing as of late. And a lot of the cases that I've been seeing, oddly enough, has been in regards to kicking people out. Boop. Check it out. You made it. You unbroke it.
You, for now. Hey, everyone. It's Wednesday.
What'd you do?
Just started pounding a bunch of buttons.
Oh, that usually works.
Yeah, because, okay, hey, I'm here. Hey, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Minor technical difficulties this evening.
It happens. But
we're getting it figured out. The old desktop Mac here is getting a little age on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's about due for retirement.
Yeah, sure. It fired up, just took it like 45 minutes.
That's why I retired mine, because it was slow. Like really, really bad slow.
Yeah, and I had gonna, one
like a year or two before you got yours.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I was gonna switch to the laptop, but all the ports on the MacBook are the tiny ones, and all the ports we use for
all those cords are there.
Copy.
They're all there.
Okay, we'll figure that out later.
Yeah, they're all there.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. Me, fashionably late. It's fine. Everything's going to be just fine. What y'all talking about?
We were rolling around time travel. How do we feel about time travel?
I just time traveled here.
Yeah.
From late. You don't have to be on time when you time travel.
That reminds me, too, that if I keep digging into this time travel shit, I may actually attempt to send Steve's time travel picture to this individual to see if there's any time travel fuckery in it.
Let me find it. I should be able to screen share it if I can get this figured out.
Don't yeah. Your computer.
Yeah. It took it like I restarted it. It wouldn't open Chrome. Restarted it. Wouldn't open Chrome. Restarted it. Wouldn't restart. So I'm like, whatever. Then I didn't have Chrome downloaded to the MacBook. And by the time I got that done, this had already picked up. So we're here now. Hey, everyone. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great time.
Also, it's Twiz's birthday.
Oh, I saw that in the Discord. I had something planned. I was going to, you know, do something very juggalo. Yeah, I was going to whoop whoop him.
I almost did whenever I.
There's still time. Happy birthday, Twiz. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
God. That's a once a year thing.
I was going to do it, but he said yo in the chat. And as soon as I got in, I go, not today, Twiz. Not today.
Everybody. Oh, it was just a little late. Yo. I have to find that. Everybody talks amongst themselves. Let's talk about time travel. I'm trying to find this.
I was just saying that the stuff that I'm looking into is definitely an interesting story in regards that this individual claims that there are people that travel backwards in time to snatch people up, alien abduction style, and then take them wherever to do whatever with them. And I hope that I find that part out. I hope it is not just accusation, because it is arguably going to be. I don't remember how long Stardust Ranch was, that book. The book that I'm currently reading is 700 pages.
Jesus.
I didn't know it was that big.
Stardust Ranch was what, a five-parter?
Five or six, yeah.
Six-parter? I wonder if I was kidnapped and taken back in time.
I feel like you were. I feel like we have photographic evidence of it. And we just don't.
We do somewhere. Unless future past me went into my phone and deleted it.
Ooh.
I think it's posted on the social
site. And it was probably because I stumbled onto this episode, started chasing leads. Oh man, it makes perfect sense.
Altered the timeline.
Yep. Makes perfect sense.
The timeline.
Brandon, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten to that part.
How far did they? I guess that the time travel abduction theory, they've always kind of danced around it a little bit, like talking about aliens being possibly from the future and stuff that. Well, I don't think I've ever heard anybody like outright claim like, hey, they're kidnapping you to a different
time period. Like it. From what I've read so far, it's got to be people that are going back, because they claim that in a lot of these photographs, the evidence is there. Like, you'll see people out of time with headsets on or strange like devices at their hip, like a, you know, like a damn pager or Walkman or some shit.
Yeah, and you see those crop up on the internet every once in a while, like somebody from the 30s with an iPhone and shit like that.
Yeah, and this person claims that whatever town she's talking about, there's a specific town, whatever town it is, you can actually go to like the public library or wherever you can view old ass photos and see these photos. They're there. So it's not like some one-off obscure some little kid's Polaroid camera bullshit. Like, it's legit. They're there.
God, we should go there.
Me and Brother John was talking the other day. He graced me at work. And where we should go is the Grand Canyon.
And do what?
Look for the Egyptian stuff.
Yeah, it's all blocked off.
I know. That's what John was saying. He said he saw something where these people had these drones and were trying to go up in there. And it was like Area 51, you know, those videos of people pushing around there. And then all of a sudden, military vehicles start showing up and F-18s start flying overhead.
Yeah. It's crazy that parts of the Grand Canyon are literally blocked off from people.
Yeah.
Like, Is it a national park? It's got to be something like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And they're just like, no, you can't go here. Probably under the guise of like, hey, it's too dangerous. You can literally be in the rest of this dangerous area of the park. But you can't be in this area. I cannot find that photo for
the life. That's what I've heard several times, that there's evidence of either Egyptian stuff or like ancient Chinese stuff.
I've heard the Egyptian thing and seen like some comparison photos, like things that kind of resemble the Sphinx and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like a lot of stories about guys that like went exploring there and found caves and artifacts relating to like ancient Egypt.
That would be so awesome.
God, that's more than enough reason for them to like block everything off. That alters the entire perception we have of history.
Yeah. And then John was telling me, Steve, do you know anything about this? We were talking about this exactly. And then I was like, you know, it just like there was the theory that the Paisal bird was actually from the Chinese when they traveled up the Mississippi. And John said that he saw evidence of that. I don't remember if it was whoever found it or if it was the natives. No, it was whoever found it, quote unquote, found it. I guess John was saying that he was the one that actually put the wings on it. The natives drew it, or whoever drew it without wings.
Oh, that's weird.
Which without wings definitely resembles the Chinese dragon.
I have also heard that there were multiple petroglyphs depicting the Paisal bird. Actually, I have some of the old pictures of the Paisal bird here, and like on old maps, and there it doesn't look like it's got wings. That one might have wings, but it also kind of resembles like the first depictions of the Jersey Devil too.
Yeah,
sort of. But yeah, some of these, the old maps, old map drawings, you're not going to be able to see that because
there's a good
there, but maybe I'll send them over. They have the Paisal bird not having wings, which is weird that I was scrolling through these photos at this exact time that you were saying that. Weird.
Cause I had never heard that before until Brother John was sharing some wisdom.
I hadn't heard it either, that it may be linked to Chinese culture.
I've heard that it was linked to Chinese culture, but I never knew that it may not have had wings at one point.
And I mean, it's not that far fetched really.
No,
to think that like these other like advanced ancient cultures were here well before like what we think like explorers from other countries were here.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm like locked in trying to find that time travel photo.
Yeah.
I know we posted on the socials, right?
I'm pretty sure it might be on Instagram, but I don't remember.
Dang it.
But yes, Twiz, I planned on bringing that up because I did stumble on that episode today. Steve may or may not have heard about it. He probably has because it's pretty big news.
Is it what you DM'd us, the wolf thing? No? Yes?
Probably. Maybe.
Like them bringing back direwolves or some shit? Yeah,
they made three of them.
Hell yeah. I'm going to get one. Well, like, why is my question?
Jurassic Park is why.
Yeah, they made like 14 movies telling us why we don't need to bring goddamn dinosaurs back.
Oh, even scarier, the dude in there said that they couldn't bring back dinosaurs, but they could make them.
Yeah, isn't that like the whole last movie? I didn't see it. Yes. But
they made it.
People were complaining. Super you know what? Good. That's good. That's exactly what we need.
Yeah, why not, right?
Oh my god. That's
speaking of, I don't troll around a whole lot anymore because I'm kind of constantly researching at this point. But is it true that in the JFK files, it admits to the government creating Lyme disease? Has anybody else heard that?
Oh, I don't know that it admits to it in the JFK. I haven't heard that. It very well may.
I've seen it. I only bring it up because I've seen it more than once now. You see it one time and I'm kind of like, because it claims that Lyme disease and C19 were made out of the same lab. It could be people blowing smoke.
I heard that about,
you know what, Lyme disease.
Yeah, I heard that about Lyme disease before, though.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's heard about Lyme disease being a government bioweapon.
I wonder what it has to do with the assassination.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think what these people were claiming is that it just ironically enough, I don't know if it fell into the files or I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the connection was. I don't know why it would be in the JFK files that recently got released. I have no idea.
It's interesting. Could be like some sort of like, I don't know. There's like 80,000 pages in that bitch. It's hard to tell what is in it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not reading through all that. I don't have time for it.
Yeah. Like, isn't that so like governmental? Like, hey, we just want to know the deets on the JFK assassination. They're like, well, we're not going to give them to you, but we'll also not give them to you in 80,000 pages worth of shit you all have to sift through.
Yeah.
It's that, I mean, we've done episodes on the shit that the government has done.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, what was that one where they were releasing stuff via the light bulbs and shit?
Yeah, and the subways and all that shit.
Yeah. Lyme disease being lab created and released.
Yeah, that's been a rumor forever.
Probably not even a rumor.
Because I thought the original, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the original accusation was that around World War II, they did it, they put it in ticks, and they were going to drop it over the enemy, thinking that it would be a faster reacting disease than it was. And it turns out it's kind of a slow burn.
That sounds,
you know, it just sucked, but you still drop ticks on people, which is absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, that's a war crime.
Oh, maybe it was meant for Vietnam. That makes more sense that it would be for Vietnam than in World War II, anyways, because of the climate.
You drop ticks on me and the Geneva Convention goes out the window.
That's 100% war crime, 100% without question.
That's where that is. Like, all bets are off if you start dropping bugs on me. We ain't playing by any rules at that point.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
let me see if I can. I can't find that picture of me, but I'll pull up some of those pictures, those old map pictures of the Paisal bird if anybody wants to see it. For people that aren't around, like the Midwest here, specifically the St. Louis area, you probably have no idea what the fuck the Paisal bird is. It's our own little Native American cryptid here. I'll pull it up and show ya. Dun, 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 dun. So this is a mural, like, I don't know, what, half an hour from where we are? And it depicts... Let me see what I got going on here. It depicts... this.
So Justin, you heard it too then? Yeah, that's the Paisal bird. That's right down the road from us.
Yeah, it's a huge mural on the side of these limestone bluffs, and the story behind it was when Lewis and Clark came down the river, you know, heading west, they saw this particular creature painted huge by the Native American, the local tribes here, on the limestone bluffs.
But Steve, it was originally in a different location than there, right? Or is it?
Yeah.
It was down the road a little ways, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
And I've read stories about that. There were multiple ones painted on the cliffs, but the other ones got lost in time. Now let me see if I can't find the old pictures of the Paisaw bird off of some old maps that I found, which depicts it without having any sort of wings, which is interesting considering like that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, Brother John, I don't know if he was in here or not, but I brought up a little bit of our conversation about the Paisaw bird.
This one in particular. And there was another one I had somewhere. So here's one of the painting of it from 1678. So that's old.
That is old.
Why isn't this pulling up?
Your computer is probably about to freeze and blow up.
Yeah, if my computer explodes, I apologize. There so yeah, is. There's a picture of it.
Yeah, 100%. Right there.
No wings on it. What's it say? 1678 French.
That is a creepy map. That's a far creepier picture than the one we have.
Man, look, it's got googly eyes.
Wow, I was gonna say it looks more like a human head with beetle pinchers on it.
Yeah,
it's like a human beetle head,
which is way worse than a man-eating flying lion dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge tail. It looks like it's aquatic. Let me see if I can find the other one. Talk amongst yourselves. I think I got him on the Facebook. On the old Facebook over here.
Well, I believe John has the answer to that question. I think John was telling me the people that found it were the ones that interpreted or painted the wings on it. The wings weren't originally there. Well, and I say, quote unquote, found it.
Beetlehead. Beetlehead's got a way more creepy ring to it. John.
Yeah, Beetlehead's way grosser.
Yeah.
Beetlehead.
Great. Now it's going to show up at your house.
Well, I already have weird shit showing up at the house, so it doesn't matter.
Is it worse than a Beetlehead?
No, Beetlehead would be worse.
Just perusing along through here. Trying to find another picture of the old, ye old Beetlehead. You have more weird stuff going on?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I say that and then I get like a fucking weird feeling on my back.
Like, go ahead and talk about it, Kyle.
Yeah,
go ahead. Say something.
It wasn't nothing bad. It just, I don't know, something's changed my sleep pattern, and so sleep has been fucking bizarre lately. And that's why I've always hated dreams, because I've always been a nightmare person. Anybody else out there like that? It's like you're not really a very like not dreamer. It's more nightmares than anything.
I honestly, I don't remember my shit hardly ever at all. Very rarely do I remember.
Yeah, I keep having just the most disturbing fucking dreams lately.
That's not what I wanted.
Like, okay, one where I woke up and I literally kind of took to praying. Well, I'm like, God, I feel disgusting after this.
Yeah, you had mentioned it a little bit when we were recording Saturday.
Yeah, and then Monday, but it should be Sunday night, I had a dream where my wife passed away, and it was powerful enough that it lingered with me all day long. When I got home, I just gave her a big old hug. I'm like, God, it's so good to see you. Like,
that's heavy.
Yeah. And then, of course, last night, Steve, I don't know what it was because I was so fucking tired, but the random noises might be back.
Like
last night, I don't even know where it would come from. And I'm trying to, because it woke me out of, I'm assuming, partial sleep, even though I went to bed at 10 and I was woken up at midnight by like a dinging noise, almost like a rock hitting like a your like aluminum cup or something, like a just a bing.
Was it different than the bean drop?
Oh yeah, this was different. And if it was the bean drop, it was the most aggressive bean drop I've ever heard in my life.
That's weird.
Definitely weird.
That's weird.
My home was built in 98, so it's not that old. I just figured my weird dreams. I just figured my weird dreams came from, because I've been using that intake breathing thing at night. Maybe I was getting a better night's sleep, kind of put me further into REM or something.
Yeah, that's weird. Could be.
Bob, you were woken by a bell. Bob was woke by a bell last night.
Oh, that is weird. That is weird. Okay, found. I think I found the time travel photos here.
I'm sure that it does, Colleen. I kind of go in and out, like almost like the lady in the Incubus story. I kind of relax in a while and then I fall back into it. I usually give thanks. I'm usually just like, hey, thanks for the health of me and my family and keeping everybody safe today. So on and so forth, stuff like that.
I hardly ever remember my dreams. And, usually they gotta be pretty creepy for me to remember, but like for the most part, I can't remember them.
What's weird is the one that like freaked me out, that made me want to pray, I don't even remember it. I just remember waking up feeling really gross and really scared for whatever reason, which is weird that I woke up out of a dead sleep and I was instantly in fear. It probably is the equivalent of, although I still got to move. Well, Steve's computer was destroyed. It's weird that a lot of people in the chat are having really shitty sleep times. Can't have quiet room to sleep. You got to at least have a fan on. Dylan, you do have a point, though. I do have a point. Oh, Steve's back.
Back in.
I got you.
Surprise.
I just figured your computer just fried.
No, I'm trying to share this time travel photo, and it just keeps, like, it's not wanting to do what I'm trying to get it to do here.
How?
I don't know. It just shut down Chrome.
I'm pretty sure you shared two or three other pictures just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, the time travel police do not want me to share this photo.
That's awesome. I hope it's true. I hope that I hope you don't get to.
Yeah.
I hope every time you do, it just catches your computer on fire.
I hope so too at this point. I don't know. God damn it.
Oh yeah, when me and Steve travel and we stay in a hotel room, I'll bring a little fan.
Why won't it let me screen share this? We're learning together, Holocult. We're learning together.
White noise machines ain't bad. I don't like white noise per se, though. Probably because of that movie, White Noise. But I do like the sound of rain or like a light storm.
Oh, hold on. I might have it. I might have it.
There it is. Hey, there we go.
Okay, so the story behind this picture is my mom's going to be...
Steve.
My mom's going to be so excited that I'm sharing this on the live. So this was taken probably... It's at a Girl Scout meeting, so I'm going to assume it's probably around 1993. So I would not have been old then. I've been a small fella, right? My little sister sent me this. She was digging through a bunch of old, like, physical pictures. She's like, why are you in the background as you are right now in a picture from 93?
It's impressive that she even caught that.
Yeah.
Dude, it 100% looks like you.
Yeah. Fat dude, beard. I don't know whose baby I'm holding. I don't know. But like, I'm either given, it looked like I'm given the shocker.
No, I think it's metal signs.
Could be the metal sign.
The metal sign makes the most sense, but I do see the shocker in there.
It wouldn't be my dad, because my dad would have never went to any of these like social gatherings, right? He's usually kind of a homebody. My dad looks like me and my dad look like, but we don't look that much alike.
Did he have dark hair when he was young?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he have a gnar beard like you?
His beard's way better than mine, but I can't remember.
Because that dude's beard matches your beard almost like dead on.
Yeah, like all white trash and haggard. Yeah. And I don't even remember like what my dad looked like from 93. I don't remember anything from 93.
No, I mean, when you showed me, I was completely convinced that this was you.
Yeah. And the fact that it's here, because I'm pretty sure that's at the old field in school. I'm almost positive. And my mom's obviously doing a Girl Scout leader thing for my little sister. So I don't know.
Carmel has a good point. You would use the metal sign as a symbol or code if you time traveled.
That is true. It's me holding me. I wasn't that little then. I was probably about probably six, maybe. No, I was older than that. Probably eight.
Although
seven or eight.
Steve, to be fair,
we don't know when the photo was actually
depending taken. On what time frame of Steve, I could also see the shocker being code.
Yeah, that's definitely a hand signal of some sort. Past me is trying to signal current me that the time travel arc is getting close.
Yeah.
I wish there was some way to like clean up the photo or something.
Yeah, I don't know there would be much you could do because the fact that it's like a real photo, it's not a digital photo.
No. And that I just happen to be like in the back, like in the background. JJ, the only male relative that I would have had that would have been close to that age would have been my dad. But again, we pretty much eliminated him from that. because he was gone a lot when I was little. He was over the road trucker. So I'm assuming he probably was not at the Girl Scout meeting. And I don't know. Our facial structures are different. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I should have took note. He didn't heed my own warning.
Yes. Twiz, he's got a really nice one sitting there, but he chooses to use the ancient.
It's got a big screen.
So what?
My eyes aren't good.
Neither are mine, and I use a little screen.
Am I holding my little brother? Molly's in here. She's my little sister. She says, Dylan, that has to be you there too. Dad always wore creeper glasses back then. Yeah, he always did have.
What are defined as creeper glasses? Like the old cop style glasses?
If it was 93, Dylan would have been one.
I mean,
that's probably pretty close.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty close for the kid. But how do you look like that?
Why do I look like that?
Yeah, in the picture.
Because you look, that's, like, you look that's like me. Now, Steve. I look like what?
You look like me.
Yeah, because it is now, Steve. I try to time travel back.
I hope you were wearing JNCOs in that.
I probably was. I can't really like see the pants very well.
Yeah. It would be dead on representation if you were in basketball shorts in that picture.
Or camo shorts.
Yeah, or camo shorts.
No one else in the pic looks distorted except that person. And that's weird, too. Probably because I was in mid-travel.
Yeah.
I hate that you can't. It low-key almost looks like I might have a hat on backwards in there. Because you can kind of see the, like, where my forehead is.
That or when it's when you had luscious locks.
So then we already missed that time period.
There's a little poof action going. Who says you didn't grow it out?
That's true.
Maybe one day when we become full-time Holoskites, you and me just let it grow. Because then I don't have to worry about ticks.
Kentucky waterfall. Yeah, I didn't think about the backwards hat until I was sitting here looking at it. There's a good argument to be made. That is me now back. I'm back to the future from here to the past.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like it's you. I feel like there's a lot of features that say it's you.
Yeah. Like there aren't that many fat dudes with a beard.
There is an anomaly in there that I see, though, that I'm confused on currently.
Am I time traveling?
Like, so the hands look different. It almost looks, I can't tell what's going, like how you're holding the kid. It almost looks like a fully tatted hand. Doesn't it kind of?
The hand is dark.
Yeah. Right? Because you would be like holding them under the butt there.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And it is dark.
It's definitely way the fuck out of place.
Is it?
Oh, dude, I hope you got your arm bit off by a dog, man, and we bought you a new one.
Is that all-seeing eye tattoo on that hand? Because that's what I was planning on getting eventually. You can kind of, like, if you squint, you could probably see one there.
That's what I want my left arm to be, is all ancient fucking symbols.
Dogman?
And dogman. Dogman with two chains.
Yeah. Tonight, astral travel back then. Pick up Dylan and give the horns. If I could astral travel on command.
John, it's because we have ticks at work.
I would be in the basement of the Vatican.
And you cut your hair off too, so I don't want to hear it.
Looking for the giant demon they have chained up. That affects geopolitics. If you travel back to this time again, just take you with me where? Back to this timeline?
I don't think it works like that.
If I bring little you back, you're taking care of your ass.
That's what I was going to say. Dylan's going to take care of little him.
Yeah.
John, you had great hair. You and Steve both. And you both failed me. Cut it off.
It's just too much, man.
No, it's not. Much. It's perfect.
Just too much.
Just the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, but there's me time traveling for anybody that was curious. Don't say never mind, I'm out. Tiger Wings had to cut it off. Mandalorian meets Bill and Ted. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, now we're back to the present. So, yeah, I hope Molly or my mom, like, has the picture. Like, the OG.
Yeah, I might need to send it off for further evaluation.
Yeah, and then they're going to realize.
Like a good digital, like a good scan of it or something.
Then they're going to realize that I'm a time traveler, and the time travel police are going to kidnap me.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Do they come and get me in the present, or do they go and catch me in the past?
Well, I think under the theoretical equation here, they would get you as you time travel into the past. So in that moment, which by proxy means Dilmo might be going for a ride to the future.
Yeah.
They just snatch you up. While you're hanging out with little Dilmo, you're like, oh, look at little Dilmo. He's so cute. And then, zoop,
yeah,
they get you.
Twizzler, you remember the time police? Hey, Holocult, have you ever gotten back from a paranormal investigation and woken up with some funky symptoms like a swollen, itchy eye, tight pain in your neck, or weird cold symptoms that just won't go away? And then you immediately Googled it or searched TikTok to see what's wrong? We've all gone down that rabbit hole. But it's time to get the help and care you need with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Luckily, I haven't had to book an actual doctor's appointment. I've stayed pretty healthy, but I have used the app to book a mock appointment, and it is great. It's so easy. It's a one-stop shop for any of your booking needs. You can search up doctors close by, doctors in your insurance network, ones that have short wait times. It really is nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Hollow1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/Hollow1.
Stuck in a job you hate? Wish you could break into tech, but don't know where to start? CBG Nuggets makes IT training simple, affordable, and dare we say, fun. With short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs, you can build real-world skills right from your browser. No expensive hardware, no confusing software. Just practical training that gets you job ready. Learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, from anywhere. Start your 7-day free trial at cbtnuggets.com. Because a better career is just a few clicks away.
It is weird.
What's that?
Me being a time traveler.
Yeah, it is strange. It's rather disappointing that we haven't hit that mark yet, because that would do wonders for the show.
Did we miss it? Nah, I still look pretty similar.
Yeah, you're close.
My beard's getting grayer, though, so I feel like we're running out of time.
I look at you, and I still feel like you're in that picture.
I feel like I'm in that picture right now.
Yeah, we could always cheat. We could alter fate and just use Just for Men on your beard.
Yeah.
See? Permanent solution, man.
Yeah. Don't be disappointed, BPD 1976.
Dude, I believe everything.
There's way worse things to be disappointed in right now. Way worse things. Man, now you got me on time travel mode.
Hey, man.
If I ever time travel back to 1993, I'll send you a postcard, BPD. Just a little let you know.
It'll have an infamous drawing on it.
Of this.
Oh, I won't have my drawing on it.
Don't be disappointed.
And that's going to
be, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be same. Also, I've also been in 1993.
Likewise.
Just because you didn't see me as an adult man in 1993 doesn't mean it didn't happen. You just got to believe.
I feel like most of the people in the room and listening have been to 93. Yeah. So have we.
I mean, that's fair. Did you see me in 1993? I'm not sure where we're going with this.
Yeah, this conversation is really confusing.
Well, did I give you a metal sign in 1993?
That was a left curve.
Took another turn. We're taking some turns. I'll fess up to being the time traveler, but I'm not admitting to being the succubus. Just not happening.
John, you had me beat. What would I have been? I'd have been 7.
If you go back to 1993, travel to Travis Air Force Base and look me up on May 5th. We had a week-long jungle juice party. I'm just assuming that was from 93. I don't know exactly because I'm trying to piece it when my mom was a Girl Scout leader. Trying to put the. You know what? I might have to time travel back to Travis Air Force Base if a bunch of the members of the Hollow Cult was there.
Now they're sharing jungle juice recipes.
Yeah. You know what? This is very on brand for the chat. People listening, you're missing out on some jungle juice recipes.
Yeah.
You're missing out on Paisal bird photos, time travel photos. Recipe for the jungle juice. We had 25 to 33 gallon garbage cans full.
That's a lot.
What's the math on that?
A lot.
Yeah, you're right. Fucking jungle juice.
I don't even know how you're alive.
It's only 825 gallons of jungle juice.
That's not that bad. I recant my statement.
It's under 1,000. It's under 1,000. Don't even matter. what else? I had things to talk about, but then when my computer messed up, it
exited
my brain. My brain just focused on the computer being fucked up. Incubus shows were great. Yeah, those were wicked. Kyle got in some weird stuff, and he cut a lot of the stuff out of it.
Yeah, there is some pretty vulgar descriptions in there.
He's got what drop this week. Carla Turner dropped this week.
Yeah, next is OKC.
Oh yeah, we got Kyle dove in a two-parter to the conspiracy theories behind Oklahoma City bombing. So you guys are gonna want to peep that.
Part two was cool.
Part one was cool.
Yeah, I know. I just like the craziness of part two.
You had me sold at rockets launching out of the building.
That's what I'm saying, man. Anything that's just crazy. That's what I'm here for. I've said 1,000 times I'm here for the crazy shit.
And
stuff that really just doesn't even make sense.
I for those Patreon members, I pinned the Terry Yeeke episode, Patreon episode, to the top. So after you listen to OKC, the two-parter, you can go over there and listen to that, because that in itself is an entire conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact, essentially, from that whole thing going on.
Oh, the Terry?
Yeah.
What's crazy is that there was more than one person that ended up like Terry.
Yeah.
There's literally, like, I want to say at least 6 or 7 people that I found stories on.
That died mysteriously. Cryptids and Cold Ones, what's up? Cucked by a Demon would have been a good alternate name for those episodes. I feel like there's probably a book by that name. Something you can pull up on Amazon.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
You don't realize that's as big of a genre as it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty large.
The gal who wrote Come for Bigfoot paid her kids' college tuitions with her Come for Bigfoot series. And you know what? Good on her.
I mean,
we don't kink shame around here, but for you know what? We don't kink shame around here.
Yeah. It's best to leave that there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? People got to make that bag.
I ain't hating.
I need to start writing. What I need to do.
Yeah.
Write some cryptid smut.
Probably wouldn't be that good.
No. Is there good cryptid smut? Is there like echelons? Is there tiers?
There's got to be. Compelling storyline.
Oh, is Come for Bigfoot a thing? Should I bring up a screenshot?
No, probably not.
I feel like it's not going to be that bad.
But the word itself spelled certain ways.
It's not going to be that bad. I think they have a PG version. Moan for Bigfoot, maybe.
If it's PG, we could probably do that. I don't know about.
Oh, hey, here you go. On Amazon. First thing that popped up. Box set of 4 Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or Yeti sex tales.
Okay, wait. Yeah, keep in mind. I forgot real quick. Keep in mind. My son was in the chat earlier, so there's that.
Copy that. Okay, we're going to. Yeah. Okay, I got the PG version here. It's not bad. It's what you would expect.
Yeah.
Gage, get out of the chat. Okay, I'm going to click on it. Oh, God, my algorithm's going to be so screwed up after this. RIP. Oh, no, that's a whole article. I don't want to see that. Okay, here we go. This is the PG version of what I said earlier. RIP our YouTube channel.
Never mind. It's Shauna.
Oh, thank God, Shauna, you can hang out. You're old enough.
I was confused by it.
There you go. That's the politically correct version of. The title that I gave, and apparently there's a whole line of these.
I expected better artwork. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
font kind of sucks too. You need to do better. Yeah. Need to do better.
But she's the one who made a ton of money. I read an article about her once this like kind of broke on the internet, and she was making like 5 figures a month.
That's insane.
Selling some Bigfoot smut.
That is insane.
What we ought to do, I ought to buy some of these if they have physical copies, and then we can give them away as like, you know, like we can set something up where like people could win the entire Yeti. Oh,
yeah, well, that's not a bad idea.
No, we could sign it too.
Yeah.
Anybody want to get the series? Moan for Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Or there's, I mean, you do other things for Bigfoot too.
Cryptids, you got to have expectations.
There's.
Because realistically, I could shoot Steve an idea and he could pop it up on Midjourney like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pretty solid image.
And this, and she probably, this was probably before AI was really decent.
I know, but that's besides the point.
She probably paid somebody for that image. What was I going to look up? Yeah, cryptid smut.
Say, that's virtually all of our show art now. It's just.
Oh, it's a whole thing. It's not, it's esoterotica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know people that read some pretty interesting ones, like aliens and stuff.
So it is, like, it is a thing. You know, and you know what?
Hey, man.
You know what? It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here are some titles. We are gonna get banned, right?
Most likely.
Here are some titles. Mated by Mothman.
That's gross. That's dirty.
Tempting the Mothman.
That one's not as good.
The Goatman Cometh.
Oh, that one's... so dirty.
Cryptid Cravings.
Gross.
I'm not going to read that one.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't.
That one's a little graphic. It's not like the word itself isn't bad, but the context it's being used in,
gotcha,
is not good.
Something like Dirt Road.
The word is spread.
Oh,
we're gonna leave it out of context.
Okay. That's probably for the best.
Yes, it is for the best. If I'm okay, I mean, I guess it's not as bad as saying, can't be any worse than saying come for Bigfoot, I guess. I don't know. Twiz has even said we've went completely off the rails.
Hey.
This is going to be a banger episode. Let's do a poll. I wish we could do polls in here. Who is the most attractive cryptid? And I know it's gonna differ from people's preferences, right? But
I mean, I gotta be honest. It's really not.
It's weird. I mean, I don't feel like it's that weird if people are making an entire ass good ass living.
Oh no. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It is weird, but it's not like not a thing.
Yeah, I'm strange, but I'm not that strange.
Twist says everyone blames me for come for Bigfoot, but now you've opened a whole ass drawer of the Flannel Man. Oh, I forgot about. I don't feel like the Flannel Man's a
count. That's not a cryptid.
Because
you said cryptid, you didn't say paranormal entity.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my brain. Like I'll be honest, my brain first went to succubus because they always put on, but that doesn't count as a cryptid. And then when you think cryptid, you think like Bigfoot, the Enfield Monster,
yeah,
Dogman,
the Flatwoods Monster. That's where my brain went. I'm like, yeah. Look at her. She's 10 feet tall. She's already got like, she's already dressed for the night. So, but if she's an alien, does that count? Are there Lady Bigfoots? Hey.
There are.
Look at the Patterson-Gimlin film. Patty was stacked up.
Well, there's that video that made its round with the guy. I'm sure it was satire, but claimed that Lady Bigfoot took advantage of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying, man. Not really my cup of tea, but yeah, what do you know?
Speak. You start talking about Bigfoot intercourse. Look who shows up in the chat.
Yeah.
Look who just happens to pop into the chat whenever you start talking about.
He's disappointed that we was talking shit on it on Patty.
Well, I said she was stacked up.
That's true. That's true.
He just happens to pop in here when we start talking about moan for Bigfoot. I guess, you know, he would be the one to ask. Jeremiah, have you ever tackled Bigfoot smut? Inquiring Probably. Minds want to know.
I feel like he stumbled on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we stumbled on it.
Yeah.
See, he gets it. And that was good. That's clever.
That's money.
That's clever.
This is why he's the crown prince of the Sasquatch world.
Yeah.
Because of these. Ah, dude, it's actually never came up good. For the well being and for the well being of your show, that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought your PC was broke before tonight. You're right. You ain't coming back from this.
Also true.
Smash Squatch.
Hayden, you got a good one. That's solid.
Oh, it writes itself at this point.
It's solid.
Patty, more like Fatty. The Fatterson Gimlin film. We are children. We are fucking 12 years old.
Well, it's your fault because your computer fucked everything.
I can't help it.
You did. You can.
I fixed it. Time travel waves interfere with computers.
That's obviously. True. That's true.
Because in 1993.
Technically, it was still your fault. So good job. You found a way to blame yourself in a different time.
Yeah. Sassy touched up. My God, we have derailed. It's all Twiz's fault because it's his birthday.
True.
Oh, I just got a great idea.
Uh-oh.
What we could all pitch in to get Twiz for his birthday.
Series?
Mm-hmm.
How much is the series?
I'm going to guess not very much. I'll look it up, though.
She did make a lot of money.
Yeah, which says, like, how many people are buying the Bigfoot smut?
More than one.
Let's look. Oh, it's on Amazon.
More, well, technically it'd be more than whoever's listening to us.
Oh, God. This is not the same one. There are multiple authors writing these. I'm not reading these out loud.
Yeah, please don't.
Never mind. We could get him that whole box set of 9. $3.99.
That's a deal.
That is a deal. Twiz, it's your lucky birthday, bud.
What's your address again, buddy?
The fact that there is a Goodreads on the
See if I got the best idea ever. I know what we do.
Even better?
I know what we do. Do those books have a picture of Sam Squanch on the covers?
God, you're going to make me look at this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not that I can see.
That's not fun. You got to find ones with Bigfoot on the cover. Because then what we do is we get the books and we give them to Shauna because she's a good drawer. Then she'll turn Bigfoot into Juggalos.
Oh, God. And this one.
We mail it to Twiz.
This one's blurred out. Should I unblur it?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't show on our computer.
Oh, that wasn't that bad. It's all these. Oh, there's 7 so far. And there's an anthology. There is a blank for Bigfoot anthology. And it's all just like the same kind of like woman in the forest. There's no Bigfoots.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
That's where you draw the line. You're writing Bigfoot smut and you're not going to put Bigfoot on the cover.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's not very clever.
No. You can't get that cheap. That's what I'm saying.
Anywho.
We're going to reel it back in. What time is it? 10?
Switch gears for a little bit.
I did see something. Let me see if I can find it.
Something strange.
Something conspiracy-ish.
Interesting.
So this was from a while ago.
Rosemary. Touché.
Oh, Let me see if this will let me open it. Then we can read it. This was from the end of last year, but there was a new update that happened. A former OpenAI researcher and whistleblower found dead at age 26. I can't pronounce his name. A former OpenAI researcher was found dead in a San Francisco apartment in recent weeks. Officials confirmed at CNBC. I think his name was Balahai. If I pronounce that wrong, I apologize. Left OpenAI earlier this year and voiced concerns publicly that the company had allegedly violated U.S. copyright laws in building its popular ChatGPT chatbot. The manner of death has been determined to be a suicide, says executive director of San Francisco's office of the chief medical examiner. 26-year-old former OpenAI researcher was found dead in a San Francisco apartment in recent weeks. The manner of death has been... The San Francisco Police Department said in an email on the afternoon of November 26, officers were called to an apartment on Buchanan Street to conduct a well-being check. They found a deceased adult male, discovered no evidence of foul play in their initial investigation. Anyway, apparently he was getting ready to blow the lid off of ChatGPT, of them violating copyright laws and all this stuff. And he kind of put one in his dome. His parents, however, hired a private investigator, and their own medical examination came back this week where they found evidence that he put two in his dome instead of one.
That happens.
Yeah.
Twiz is saying that he knows of at least four guys that have been doing that. And also, welcome. Glad you're here. Appreciate you.
You picked a heck of an episode to come in on.
Yeah.
But we're glad to have you.
It's also, I know this isn't surprising or anything, but it just seems so petty to have that circumstance over copyright infringement.
It almost feels like there was something.
There's got to be something else, bro. Because wouldn't you think, because ChatGPT is by Google, right? Or is it somebody else?
Whoever OpenAI is, probably Google. Let's look.
Or does Google have a different one? Google probably has a different one. No, I thought it was Google. I don't know. Maybe it is just open air. Huh.
I can't spell owns. Who owns OpenAI? No, I think it's its own entity. Microsoft.
Microsoft
owns 49% of OpenAI's equity. So they're almost
Google. Because you would think most large corporations would just pay out some stupid copyright thing and be done with it.
Yeah, it has to be something.
Whatever, just find me and I don't care.
It would almost have to be something more than that.
That's what I think.
Yeah, Bill Gates is sus. We won't put that past Bill Gates, right?
Well, no.
But the fact that he was did that say he was getting ready to testify or something? He was.
Yeah.
He had left a year earlier and was getting ready to blow that all up.
Not officially. I mean, that's the thing with conspiracies is I want to do more of them because I really enjoy them. But they take a long time to dig through because there's so much shit.
Yeah.
So much shit. So I have to time them right. And it seems like I may have my work cut out for me with this 700-page book.
That's a lot of pages.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to decide basically by this weekend if I'm going to pursue this for the next episode or put it, read it on the side and then write something for the upcoming thing. So
divide and conquer it.
Yeah. But it's tough. But I definitely want to read the book regardless. I hope it's good.
Because you dive into stuff like that, and like the OKC bombing, for example. Like each one of those like bullet points that Kyle talks about could have been an episode on its own.
I was thinking about that too.
Like each one, it could have been a whole series. It could have been a 25-part series if we wanted it to. We didn't even really get into Terry Yeaky and what went on with him, because that we did a Patreon episode of that on its own in the Patreon. And there was like, I hadn't looked into it a whole lot outside of the Yeaky episode. But some of the things that he was finding was just like,
the one is crazy. The dude, like, everybody saw him at the scene, and then a couple of days later they found him at his desk inside the building, said that he passed from the explosion.
Yeah, there was eyewitness accounts of this guy rescuing people from the building, mm-hmm. and then they found him 3 days later at his desk
in the building had perished from the explosion.
Sus.
And that's weird too, is Jolly West has a part in OKC part 2.
It was good. It was and I particularly like when Kyle dives into things that I haven't looked into, because I feel like I don't have to do any of the work, because Kyle's getting all the information. I just get to sit there and absorb it. It's almost like I'm listening to a show. I just have to say funny things sometimes. So it works out.
Yeah, Twiz. And apparently Jolly West on multiple occasions visited McVeigh in prison. But yeah, he does have a little part in OKC part 2. And we dig into the plausibility that McVeigh was chipped.
I'd never heard that.
Me either. But I found some pretty interesting evidence that points to it, in my opinion. I haven't read Chaos. But I did pick up a tablet, so I can start doing more reading. So maybe I'll check it out.
Oh, yeah, I need to come by and get that.
They're slick, man. They're slick. I enjoy it.
Because I need something to replace this desktop.
And I linked Kindle to our Amazon account. So whatever book you buy off Owl Sky Amazon, it goes right to the Kindle.
Hell yeah.
So.
Telepathy in the chat. Yeah, the chat is its own entity.
Oh, it always is.
You'll come to learn that it just kind of just like we're here and the chat's just doing chat stuff. I didn't even get to go through my spiel. Hey, there's 60 people in here. Everybody hit the like button.
Ooh.
Hit subscribe, hit the notification bell, share the show to like, okay, we're not going to ask much. Just share the live to like 47 of your closest family and friends.
That's a good number.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a lot of shady stuff with OKC.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more than I actually realized.
Yeah. Yeah. And like each one of those bullet points could have been a deep dive. Essentially.
Yeah.
Because some of them are off the rails.
Yeah. The amount of people that end up not here anymore after the fact is crazy.
And that's kind of, I mean, that's kind of a big part as to like why we haven't dug into things like 9/11 or, you know, the big, big conspiracy things, because once you start, an episode stream like that, nobody wants to have like part one and two and then have a different episode in between and then go to three and four and five. So it's a pretty big undertaking for whoever's kind of diving into that situation.
Yeah.
Because we do have like 9/11 on the list. We have
I definitely want to do that one.
The Vegas shooting on the list. Like that in itself is crazy. It's just trying to like get the logistics set up of how we would go about it. Dustin from Canada.
Oh, Jesus.
He's had that one locked and ready to go.
Yeah, 100%.
He was waiting for it. But yeah, it's exciting to see have some new people in here. The YouTube is growing slowly.
Yeah, we're trying to get her there.
It's steady, but it's slow, but it's steady. And it's cool that people pop in and out to come and hang out. Yeah, where were we when we like there? They had a piece of the tower there, Gatlinburg.
I don't know.
In that crime museum.
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
It's a chunk of the tower. It's weird. They're like, hey, let's just make this a tourist trap in every single town. Well, welcome back, Dustin from Canada.
Much love.
Trying to think of what other weirdness has gone on. We're kind of getting close to time here. We talked about the structure under the pyramids. Apparently, I saw a rumor that they ran the same sort of like best way I can describe it is almost like LIDAR.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is true or not. Right. I didn't like dig down to look into it, but they said they found similar structures beneath Angkor Wat, which is another old place people used to hang out. How do you spell that? Yeah, it's like a Buddhist temple, and they said they found similar structures beneath it. Which is weird if all these places were tapped into that kind of like energy or whatever. Let me pull this picture up.
It's really not that weird.
No, I mean it's not, but it's weird that we hadn't.
I feel like it's a thing, you know.
Okay, this is Angkor Wat.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty cool sick. Place to visit.
Pretty sick. We don't have any ties to Wonder and Wisdom. I just picked this picture off of Google. So, but I wonder if they're going to start running like whatever these are to see if every like major ancient site has something similar.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, because the fact that there are pyramids all over the planet is crazy enough. I mean, if you were like, yeah, there's this thing underneath all of them, but yes, not that surprising considering you have similar structures all over the entire planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Destination Truth went to Angkor Wat.
I didn't know that.
Destination Hall of Sky needs to. Josh Gates also has an open invitation if he wants to come on and talk to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Indiana Jones, Indiana Josh. Indiana Josh.
Yeah, it's definitely not coincidental that petroglyphs are around the world depict the same things either.
Yeah, like what's the one that you always see? Like whatever they're the bags they're carrying. Like you see a lot of engravings and stuff of whatever these ancients are carrying, some sort of little purse. And a lot of them have like, I saw one not too long ago and had like a watch on too. It was weird. Camp out Bigfoot trip. Oh, well, anyway, Holocult, it's about that time. Was it about an hour and a half? Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Sorry I popped in late. Technical difficulties. I'll do better next time. If I would have known it was going to take 40 minutes to get my computer running, I would have started 50 minutes early. Not good at what I do, okay? Just trying my best out here, which is a lot of other people's worst. But anyways, we're trying, guys. We're trying to get stuff in the works where we can get out and do stuff. Fortunately, I have to talk to my employer about it.
Yeah. I feel that.
But yeah. Thanks for everybody hanging out and kicking it with us on this fun, wonderful, fun-filled Wednesday. Again, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe, notification bell, all that YouTube jargon. If you're listening to this on the show, tune in every other Wednesday on YouTube or Facebook or Rumble now. We're rumbling. And you can hang out. Be part of the show. We'll talk to you in the chat and kind of just keep everything rolling. On that note, stay safe. Stay weird. And I don't know. Happy birthday, Twiz. Whoop, whoop. Keep an eye on your mailbox for some Bigfoot smut.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.